New Era Classic, Elder, They Will Love You, by Elder LeGrand Richards, 1886 through 1983. Elder LeGrand Richards, former apostle and author of A Marvelous Work and a Wonder, was known throughout the church for his love of missionary work. Here he gives just one of the reasons why it is so rewarding. When I was a young man, before I was even ordained a deacon, I went to one of our ward meetings, and two missionaries reported their missions in the southern states. When I left that meeting, I felt like I could have walked to any mission field in the world if I just had a call. And I went home, went into my bedroom and got down on my knees, and asked the Lord to help me to live worthy, so that when I was old enough, I could go on a mission. And when the train finally left the station in Salt Lake, and I was headed for the little land of Holland, the last thing I said to my loved ones was, "This is the happiest day of my life." Love for missionaries. Before I left on that mission, President Anthon H. Lund was then a counselor in the first presidency of the church. Talked to us missionaries, and he said, "The people will love you. They will love you because of what you bring to them." I did not understand that then, but before I left Holland, I went around saying goodbye to the saints and the converts whom I had brought into the church, and I shed 1,000 tears as compared to what I had shed when I told my loved ones goodbye. For instance, in Amsterdam, I went into a home where I had been the first missionary there, and the mother was looking up into my face with tears rolling down her cheeks. She said, "Brother Richards, it was hard to see my daughter leave for Zion a few months ago, but it's much harder to see you go." Then I thought I could understand what President Lund meant when he said, "They will love you." I went to tell a man goodbye. He stood erect in the uniform of his country. He got down on his knees and took my hand in his and hugged it and kissed it and bathed it with his tears. And then I thought I could understand what President Lund meant. Joy of serving a mission. Now, I've labored so much with the missionaries. I've been on 4 missions and presided over 2, and I have toured many missions. I love to hear those young men bear their testimonies. For instance, a young man in Oregon in our testimony meeting said there wasn't a company in this world that could pay him a large enough salary to get him to leave his missionary work. I received a letter from a missionary from Idaho, and he wrote this: "There is no greater work than that of missionary work. My life is dedicated to serving the Lord. My heart is overflowing, as are the tears of joy that are now coming from my eyes. There is nothing so wonderful. Nothing as tasting the joy and success of missionary labors. After all the missionary service I have had, I wouldn't want to raise a boy and not have him go on a mission. For his good, and because I think we owe it to the world to share with them the truths of the gospel." Note, adapted from an October 1978 General Conference address. End of note. Sidebar: why have these great missionaries and others like them been willing to sacrifice, to answer the call to serve? It's because they have a testimony of Jesus Christ, and because they are faithful to their callings, thousands will revere their names throughout the eternities. Elder Harold G. Hillam of the Quorum of the 70, Ensign, November 1995, page 42. End of the article, "Elder, They Will Love You," by Elder LeGrand Richards. Changing Places.